Thank you for being a Bump2 subscriber. In this member-only podcast, Naima and I explore the importance of service to transform one's life, the awe of this amazing world, and the power of empathy to bring out the best in each of us. You've made some really cool career changes. Let's talk about that a little bit, because you kind of have a dream job.
Yes. So I work at NASA, and at NASA, I'm a diversity inclusion specialist. There's a host of other things that I do in that role. But what I love about that job is that, especially within the last year, what was 2020, it was this thrust into these difficult conversations of people trying to figure out how they belong. What does that even mean to them? Like, what does it mean to be included? What are the historical component, political component of what is happening? And I saw people for people and people wanting to see people for people in the midst of this uncertainty and chaos. And that has been it's a dream job in a lot of ways. And prior to that, I worked in procurement, which is finance oriented, great team, great supportive, a group that I was a part of on the track of like leadership. And I made the choice to, if I wasn't happy, if I wasn't able to be able to connect with people in the way that I wanted to, I'm going to leave. And that was the shift that I made to go into D&I. And it's so aligned with me because the undercurrent of everything that I do is about empathy. And I feel like my superpower is that. And cancer has taught me that, to be empathetic in a way. Like, you can look beyond what is being said to you and see the person for who they are entirely and embrace that. And I give them the permission to be all of who they are, because that is what I was taught through my journey, and it's what I learned through my therapy, and it's also what I've learned through time, that I love me and you should too. And people should be taught ways on how to do that and how to receive it.
And I think we all connect through emotion, which then leads to empathy. And that is the common thread that really binds all of us, don't you think?
Absolutely. We are all humans, right? Yeah, we don't have a choice of who the parents that we have, like what circumstances we walk into, you know, what trials are given to us, like all these things. We don't entirely have all the say-so in certain circumstances, but we do have a choice to shift once we become aware of who we are and the things that are given to us or that we inherited from others, right? Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever you want to call it. We have a choice, and I feel like the whole goal and journey and purpose of life is to really tap into who you are entirely, connect with the foundational you, which is about goodness. It's about being whole. It's about contributing to society. It's about being all of who you are and using that as a catalyst to ascend, ascend in life and leave crumbs all over the world for people to, you know, be able to find nourishment in that goodness.
I think a bump often is a catalyst, but so many people don't react to the bump that way, or if they don't have a significant bump, they're kind of just happy and comfortable where they are. How do you move them from kind of being in that happy, comfortable rut to realizing there's a higher, more impactful way to live?
I would encourage for those people who might be in a rut or who might not have had these huge traumatic things that have happened, right? Because there are people who haven't. And I feel like doing service to people who are not like you at all, or people who have challenging circumstances, that can catalyze you in more ways than you can even think of, because you're not doing it just for yourself. Like, that's the goal, right? That's the hope. You're doing it to support someone else to get to where they want to go, whatever that is, right? Like, whatever that is. If you feel like you're in a rut, do service. Service is a it's a catalyzer for me. Just do service, and in that you'll be able to learn things that you yourself might not have had even a thought in your mind about because you just did it.
Well, I want to go back to something that you said earlier. The pilot in me, heard this, that you learned to fly a plane. Talk about that.
So, I am a real daredevil, so I have a whole laundry list of things to that I still want to do. And I felt like, you know what? Why not fly? What's the worst that's gonna happen to me? Was like, die? And I was like, well, I can die from cancer, right? Like,
I've already been there, yeah.
Right, exactly. But there's something about, my word for this year is ascension. And that's like, I choose a word a year. And I didn't know in that point that I was doing things to connect to myself, like connect to my higher self. And there's something about doing things you've never done, and something about being in the sky. And I just think about, when there were moments where I felt lost and I didn't know where to go. And in that journey, I did two things. I looked down and I looked up, right? And the down was prostrating and asking God for help. The looking up was like, I know you're there. Like, look at this big, beautiful sky. Look at this earth. Look at this, the stars that I don't have access to. That's there. And for me, I feel like, choosing to learn how to fly a plane and flying it was that connection that I'm here, I'm breathing, I'm alive. You heard me. And I'm as close as I could probably get to you right now, physically. But spiritually, I know that it ascended beyond that plane ride. And so for me, it was just a physical like action that connected that constant like prostrating and praying and looking up and saying, I don't have the answers, but I know you do. And that was what it was for me.
I also think being in the air gives you a different perspective on this incredible earth. And once you've seen that perspective, there's no going back.
No, absolutely not. It's that, and I mean, there's just, I mean, like that by itself is one thing. The parallel about like I have been able to like step outside of myself and do like a bird's eye view of my life and say like, there's so much here. Like, there's so much here, and there's so much of myself and the relationships that I have that haven't been explored. And then, just connecting to like, I work at NASA, or like, I work at NASA. They're exploring beyond, and like that beyond is it's so refreshing to know that I don't have all the answers, and I don't have to have all the answers, and that it can still be explored, and still even that exploration, there's still unknowns. It's so validating of the human experience and it being such a beautiful, crazy ride. It's a beautiful, crazy ride. It's a heck of a bump, bump, bump in the road,
No, I think aviation is amazing. I don't know if I told you this, but I flew sailplanes for many years. And
No.
yeah, and traveling at 17,000 feet or so over a mountain spine, following the spine of the earth through the desert is just an incredible experience. It's so beautiful. It is so touches your soul, and I think it so connects you on so many levels to all that is beauty and good. And I think it's something that once you've experienced it, you carry it forward.
Absolutely. One of the things that I have just always knocking inside of me, and I think that my husband gets sick of it. I was like, let's go here, let's go there. I just feel like the urge to just explore the kingdom, like that I have access to, like explore it. I mean, like just the kingdom, like, I get up in the morning and I listen, you know, like, and I pray and I open the window and I hear the birds like chirping and you look at the trees. There's so many things to look at. There's so many things for your senses to devour, like your senses to really devour, and still it's not enough. Like you can't get enough of being and seeing that space, like just the space and the universe that it's. You're like, little old me is a part of this, right? Like, little old you is a part of this. And, you know, it was a gift for us to even explore. You know, like, all this exists, you know, spiritually speaking, just from the frame of reference, all of this was created for our pleasure, and enjoyment. And if I can't do anything, for me, it's important that I take the time to do the bird's eye view. On the little things. Like, it doesn't even have to be, I don't need $1 million. I don't need, like, to have the biggest, baddest house. Like, I don't need to have, like, the Bentley. I don't need to have, like, the Tesla. No offense to anybody who has those things. I don't need that to fill myself.
What do you think lies ahead? I mean, now you're in this incredible job, in this incredible environment. You have clarity about so many things in life. What lies ahead?
Well, for me, as I said, you know, finding my voice back and knowing how to use it and tapping into this empathic communication, empathic space, teaching people how to do that, is what I am working on walking into. I would say that I am honing in the skill of being an empathy coach and teaching people how to do that, teaching how to have empathy for yourself, because like so much of even starting to understand and empathize with other people starts with how do you treat yourself? So for me, I have been intensely connecting with just like, you know, God, my higher power, and also people, like learning to know people and like the psychology behind that. And just if you throw even like the psychology, like with the academic space, if you take time with people, and just see them for who they are and listen. There's so much that you can learn to empower so many different areas, your own life, their lives, like just be able to be there without having to do a thing, right? Like you don't have to do a thing to be there for people. So for me, I would say it's teaching empathy. For me is where I am, and coaching on empathy. Because I feel like that is the thread within all of us that can really elevate us to a higher space of just connecting and knowing and being and really enjoying the heck out of this out of this life. I really feel that.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life's path, because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. You can subscribe to our free podcast at www.bumpintheroad.us or become a premium member to hear the full conversation. Just go to www.bumpintheroad.us for more information and to sign up.